world in which we're ministering today, we must understand the New Age movement because it's one of the biggest influences in the world. It really all started for our culture with the Beatles back in the 60s. In the magazine Update, December 1983, well-known ex-Beatle George Harrison frankly admitted his belief in reincarnation and his reasons for producing songs for and with Hare Krishnas. He confessed that it was part of his spiritual service in order to try and spread the mantra all over the world, also to try and give the devotees a wider basis and a bigger foothold in England and elsewhere, everywhere else. In fact, he claimed that he still gets letters from people saying, "I have been in Krishna temple for 3 years, and I would never have known about Krishna unless you had recorded All Things Must Pass album." The Beatles were the most popular music group of all time. The Beatles were converted by the Maharishi Yogi. In his song, My Sweet Lord, George Harrison combined praise to Krishna and hallelujah, praise to God. And when asked about it, he said, "I deliberately did that so that I could draw people, Christians, in and show them there was no difference between East and West, and that you could praise Krishna and God at the same time in the same song." And so you have the background praise to Krishna and the hallelujah in My Sweet Lord of George Harrison. Then the next big significant force in influencing our society was the creation of the Star Wars series. Carlos Castaneda wrote novels, Don Juan, Tales of Power, Second Ring of Power, etc., which highly influenced George Lucas, brilliant young Hollywood producer. George Lucas, in his biography called Skywalking by Dale Pollack, was asked, "Where did you get your idea for the Force? May the Force be with you." Here's what he said. "The Force embraces passive Oriental philosophies and the Judeo-Christian ethic of responsibility and self-sacrifice. Yoda, little green slimy guy, Yoda's philosophy is Buddhist. He tells Luke that the Force requires him to be calm, at peace, and passive. It should be used for knowledge and defense, not greed and aggression." Lucas' concept of the Force was heavily influenced by Carlos Castaneda's Tales of Power, an account of a Mexican Indian sorcerer, Don Juan, who uses the phrase life force. Lucas turned him into Ben Kenobi, the familiar wise man who aids the hero in his difficult mission. So we know, he told us where he got it. He got it from Zen Buddhism. He got it from Carlos Castaneda. The Force, which is an occult sorcery force. In effect, there is today in America, and it was portrayed in the films, a religion of the Force. Three times in the first movie, Star Wars, we read phrases like this: "The Jedi are extinct. You, my friend, are all that's left of their religion." The word religion is used three times in the first movie, the religion of the Jedi. Whose religion was it? George Lucas, the producer and genius behind the Star Wars series, was asked that very question. He was asked, "Do you believe in the Force, or is this something you just created for the movies?" He said, "In real life, I am a believer in the Force because," and he went to tell about his mystical experience at age 6 and a later one when he was a teenager, how he became a convert from liberal Methodism to the mystical religion of the Force. In his own words, also in his biography, "There is a whole generation growing up without any kind of fairy tales. And kids need fairy tales. It's an important thing for society to have for kids." Lucas wanted to return to more traditional values that had held a special appeal for our rootless society. He needed a timeless fable that could demonstrate, not pontificate, on the differences between right and wrong, good and evil, responsibility and shiftlessness. He looked out on the what he called the amoral television world, and he said, "They're not teaching morals. I need to teach a moral myth. I need to teach a new religion for American young people, and I'll do it by demonstrating And anybody who's seen the Star Wars series knows that there is no more beautiful special effects ever created on the screen than the Star Wars series. Rather than pontificating, rather than preaching it from a pulpit, let's show it in the life of a young hero. He was Kirshner, who directed the second movie, was interviewed by Rolling Stone magazine, July 24, 1980. Here's what he said, or said about him. Kirshner and I sat down at my home in California, and we talked about Eastern philosophy. He's into Zen, that's Zen Buddhism. And I've been into Zen since I was about 26. Now I'm 40. Kirshner said, I want to introduce some Zen here because I don't want the kids, that should be, to walk away just feeling that everything is shoot 'em up. But there's also a little something to think about in terms of yourself and your surrounding. That's what Yoda, who's a Zen master, is saying. So the director of the second film said that I am teaching Zen Buddhism through Yoda. What was Yoda saying? Close your eyes, don't trust your senses, feel the force flow. There's this impersonal force that we can all tap into and do supernormal things. George Lucas was interviewed by Time magazine, and Time got right to the point and asked him, what are you trying to say? Is this your own personal view? George Lucas said, quote, a lot of the stuff in there is very personal. There's more of me in Star Wars than I care to admit. I was trying to say in a very simple way, knowing the film was made for a young audience, that there is a God, and there is both a good side and a bad side to God, light side and a dark side. And you have a choice between them, but the world works better if you're on the good side. It's just that simple. There's the gospel, according to George Lucas. He admitted that he was teaching his religion. He called the force God. God has a good side and a bad side, and if you tap into the good side, the world works better. That's the message that young people are learning through that. You can learn that religion. It's not entertainment. People say, well, it's just plain entertainment. I remember preaching a message in Colorado one Sunday morning, and after the service, a lady who was the deacon's wife came up to me and said, why do you waste all your time attacking innocent entertainment? Why don't you do something constructive like preach the gospel? Of course, I had preached the gospel. I'd showed, here's the gospel from outer space, here's the gospel of Christ, here's how they differ. I'd preach the gospel as clearly as I know how. To that lady, I would say, read Newsweek magazine, January 1st, 79. Quote, people can croak entertainment, entertainment until they're blue in the face. The fact remains that films like Star Wars have become a jerry-built substitute for the great myths and rituals of belief, hope, and redemption that cultures used to shape before mass secular society took over. It's not just entertainment. It's religion that is being presented in an entertaining way. There's a difference between two. Probably the most forceful influence of New Age comes from the Star Wars series. It has literally influenced many, many religions have begun. Bumper stickers, prepare to meet the force. May the force be with you. Little ads in magazines. The force is not just for kids anymore. You can write in and see how you too can tap into the force. Another influence on our society is in the realm of health, survival into the 21st century. Victoris Klavinskas, Planetary Healers Manual, health stores, health books, just filled with articles and suggestions that come right out of pantheistic New Age belief. Holistic health, biofeedback, meditation for health. There's hardly a direction you can turn without seeing some kind of holistic health guide. This was Atlanta. Now, you wouldn't expect that Atlanta would be a New Age center. In Health, free, August 1986, Atlanta's Holistic Health Fitness Guide. The milk of human kindness is not pasteurized. Personal success coaching. Hearing the inner voice. Those titles give you some feeling for where they're going. Listen to the inner voice within you. That's how you'll get good health. Another one. And I'll show you some of the insides of that magazine in a moment. New Age News, New Age Information Network, July 1986. New Age Networking, Opening the Possibilities. Lasco Crystal Workshop. Crystal power is a big thing in New Age movement, where crystals are supposed to have healing power. Also pyramid power, where pyramids are supposed to do things. That's old occult thing. Occultism is using physical objects to get some kind of divine power, whether it's a Jupiter talisman around your neck, a rabbit foot for good luck, crystals, rubbing the crystal over wherever you're hurting. This is the type of thing they're doing. Now here is the magazine I showed you the cover of just a moment ago. Here is the inside directory, people who advertise in this New Age magazine. Now this doesn't mean everybody who's in this kind of profession is in the New Age. It just means that people in all kinds of professions are in New Age. Look at, you've got bakeries, you have back, neck, joint pain, birthing centers, body chemistry balancing, bookstores that are listed there. The chiropractors, not all chiropractors are New Age, they're good Christian chiropractors. Colon therapy, to mention just a few. Here's a co-op on natural food, crystals and gemstones, some dentists who are into New Age thinking. You have flower essence, goat dairies, they're into a lot of natural food and back to nature type stuff. Then here's another part of the directory, health, women, holistic health center, holistic psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, hypnosis is a big thing, iridology, reading your eyes, trying to tell your whole health from reading your eyes, that's just another way of reading your palm, trying to tell your whole life, except read the eyes, macrobiotics. Now these are not things, I hasten to say, these are not things that I'm saying they believe. These are things out of their book and their directory. These are people who advertise in that directory in Dallas. It's just Dallas directory Atlanta, could be any other city in the United States. Past life regression. The reason you hate cats is a cat attacked you in a previous life. Under hypnosis, you can go back, regress to your previous life, find out that that cat attacked you, and once you learn that, then you can overcome your cat phobia, whatever cat phobias are called, feline phobia or something. Polarity therapy, pregnancy exercise. The guy who created the music for Lamaze classes said that he could get people to become one with the universe through the relaxing music of the Lamaze. Rebirthing, restaurants, retreats, rolfing, video, mineral, yoga, lessons, anything you want, right there. And we're not talking about California, which is the hotbed, we're talking about Atlanta, Dallas, you can find these directories and all of these things in any major city in the United States. Another influence. Way back in 1954, Alice Bailey, the English mystic, that was the disciple of Blavatsky that we pointed out before, wrote a book called Education in the New Age, published by Lucis Publishing Company. Now, Lucis Publishing Company used to be called Lucifer Publishing Company. They shortened the name to Lucis from Lucifer. Gives you a little feeling for where it was coming from. The Lucifer Publishing Company, in 1954, she wrote a book. And now we're talking 54, that's 33 years ago. It's almost prophetic. What she said back then, we are now doing in our public schools and education. Of course, you can't teach the Bible. You can't even put the Ten Commandments on a bulletin board in a public school. Did you know that in Stone versus Graham, 1980, the Supreme Court said it's illegal to post the Ten Commandments in a public school? Supreme Court can have them. The Congress can pray. What the Supreme Court and Congress have, our children can't have in a public school. Here's what she said. You can teach this religion, Education of the New Age. In this education for the New Age, the type of East-West philosophy, joining East and West together, pictured by the Tibetan. Now, that's the one from who she was receiving these revelations. Tibetan, Dwa DK, Dwa Kul. And he set up these guidelines. subjective planning, a theory of creative self-development of the individual. Well, psychology today is that's all it is. Objective planning, a theory of the good society for human persons to live in. The psychological and social implications of the education for the new age must be stated as explicitly as possible. The next step is to test the validity of the principles in concrete application. The testing must be done in terms of operational techniques relevant to the Hindu psychology rather than Western positivistic procedures. I just replaced the word positivistic with the word scientific. It means the same thing. We've got to reject Western scientific ways of going at things, empirical testing, and use mystical Eastern Hindu ways. And if you know anything about psychology and education today, it is going headlong in that direction as fast as it can go. Education in the New Age, still continuing from Bailey's book. In the coming world state, the individual citizen, gladly and deliberately and with full consciousness of all that he is doing, will subordinate his personality to the good of the whole. Does that sound ominous? They're not communists. You know, there's not a communist behind every rock. New Agers are not communists. It's a wholly different thing. Communism believes in a violent revolution. They believe in a revolution of consciousness. Get the people from the inside and change their consciousness, we can change the world. Communists want to change it from the outside in. That doesn't work any more than liberalism gets people saved from the outside in. What will happen when we do that? Well, we subordinate his personality to the good of the whole. The growth of organized brotherhoods and fraternities, of parties and of groups dedicated to some cause or idea, is another indication of the activity of the coming forces. There'll be more organizations, more networking, more cooperation. It's exactly what's happening today. What's the main mechanism for doing this? Alice Bailey, same book, page 97. The science of meditation. Meditation is the means of initiation into the new age. If there's anything that characterizes our society today, transcendental meditation and yoga and all sorts of ways of relaxing, what are they trying to do in meditation? Trying to get you to discover what you long since forgot from your previous incarnations, that you are God and that you are good and that all the knowledge and power in the world that you need is right inside yourself. That's the whole purpose of education. Dr. Beverly Galien, former project director for three federally funded programs of confluent education, that's one of the ways it's manifest in public schools, called confluent education. We're just now getting in tune with sex education and humanism in the schools, and that's dead. Now it's stuff like meditation, confluent education. Where does it go next? What does it teach? Well, Beverly Galien, who was the director for these programs in Los Angeles, said, once we begin to see that we are all God, that we all have the attributes of God, then I think the whole purpose of human life is to re-own the God-likeness within us, the perfect love, the perfect wisdom, the perfect understanding, the perfect intelligence. And when we do that, we create back to that old, that essential oneness, which is consciousness. So my whole view is very much based on that idea. The system of confluent education, as I work with it, is totally dependent on that view. So her religious motivation, her religious goal is as clear as a crystal. She wants every child in the public schools to discover the pantheistic God within them. Let me pause with a very important parenthesis here. Thomas Jefferson, you recall the name? Wrote the Declaration of Independence? Thomas Jefferson, in the Declaration of Independence, talked about the unalienable rights of the Creator, and he laid down some basic Judeo-Christian principles. There is a Creator, man was created, there is a day of judgment, he refers to the judge of all the nations there, nature's laws are absolute moral laws, the right to life is an absolute. And then he held a principle goes like this: taxation without representation is tyranny. If you really boil down why we exist as a country, that's it. Taxation without representation is tyranny. That means to force somebody to pay taxes where he has no representation of his view in that government school or whatever it is to which he has to pay taxes is tyranny. That's why they started a revolution. If Thomas Jefferson were to return today to America and go into a public school and realize that he had to pay taxes to have his children be taught views directly contrary to his beliefs, and his beliefs were not represented there, you know what he'd do? He would start the second American Revolution. That's why the first one was started. That's exactly what we have in public schools today. The only view that's not being represented is the Christian view of the Christians who are paying the taxes and sending their children to have pagans teach Christians pagan views, and the Christian view isn't right. Can't teach creation. Can't teach the Ten Commandments in a public school. But you can teach meditation for the New Age. You can teach yoga lessons. You can teach evolution. Something, until Christians wake up and realize that we are paying the bill to have our children indoctrinated in views contrary to our own. Until we wake up, well, what is the greatest problem in America? Is it ignorance or is it apathy? I don't know and I don't care. New Age meditation taught in public school. What is QR? QR is quieting reflex, which is being used in some schools ostensibly to reduce stress in students. Parents in Florida have joined forces to eliminate QR from their schools. Among them is Hugh A. Richardson, junior attorney, who in his analysis of this program said, warning, the use of QR and success imagery may be dangerous to your child and to your family. The use of QR in the public schools of Pinellas County should be stopped immediately because of the inherent danger to children. A thorough examination of the QR curriculum reveals that it's a form of hypnosis, transcendental meditation, and mind control which traces its roots to Eastern religion and secular humanism. Meditating with Children. One book used in some public schools is titled Meditating with Children, The Art of Concentration and Centering by Deborah Rosman. It is called a workbook on New Age education methods. The New Age Journal says the book successfully integrates yoga, concentration, meditation, creative fancy, movement psychology, and most assuredly, love in a way that clearly shows interested adults a path to fulfilling children's spiritual needs. Now, how come they can get away with that when you can't teach the Bible, can't read the Bible, can't pray, can't teach creation, can't have the Ten Commandments, but you can teach meditation for the New Age in public schools? Another influence, psychology. Here's a book on psychology called Supermind. A Supermind, published by Bantam, author Barbara B. Brown, teaches that there is a supermind, a superconsciousness, and our consciousness is only part of the superconsciousness and supermind, and we need to tap into the supermind. That's another way the Hindus said, Atman is Brahman. My soul is the soul of the universe. I am God. On the popular level, the most powerful presentation, however, of the New Age movement comes from Shirley MacLaine, Oscar-winning movie star, excellent actress, wrote two books, Out on a Limb and Dancing in the Light, her most recent book. And believe me, I travel on airplanes a lot, and you see people all over reading this book. There was one place as big as the center of that back wall there that had nothing but her books in one bookstore I was in an airport. People are reading this. In fact, I've read it, and when I had it with me on an airplane reading it, people would say, oh, that's a great book, isn't it? You like that book? And I had more chance to talk to people just by carrying the book around than if you carried the Bible around. Another Another influence, New Age music. Now, I know very little about New Age music, but if you're interested, get Time Magazine, September issue, September 1st, 1986. It talks about these New Age groups. I mean, I hardly know what all the Christian groups are, let alone what all of the New Age groups, but there's a whole category. Some music shops have a whole category now for New Age music. It has several characteristics to New Age music. Some of them call it music for relaxing, but it's more than that. It's music for relaxing, it's music for meditating, it's music that tries to bring East and West together. It's got a lot of different characteristics that are beyond my expertise, but it names some of the artists here. And there's also a similar article in Newsweek magazine on New Age music that says substantially the same thing. Another area of influence, and this one is one of the most frightening of all to me. In 1982, Gallup poll did a survey of Americans that believe in reincarnation. 30% of all college young people in the United States believe in reincarnation. 23% of all Americans, that includes you, believe in reincarnation. 25% of all Roman Catholics, 21% of Protestants, and 17% of people who go to church regularly, in spite of the fact that even the great Hindu scholar Radha Krishna said the main difference between Hinduism and Christianity is the doctrine of reincarnation. And when asked what that difference is, this Hindu scholar quoted Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. He said that's the thing that signals the difference between Christianity and Hinduism. Christianity, you die once and you face the ultimate judgment. Hinduism, you die over and over and over again and you never face an ultimate judgment. In spite of that, 17% of people go to church regularly, believe in reincarnation, and 30% of all young people. That is a tidal wave of influence. That is not trivial. We're not talking about 2% of our population. We're talking about mass groups of our population that are being swept into an Eastern Hindu belief without any knowledge that it's antithetical. Loretta Lynn comes from a Christian background, is a professing Christian, and reads the Bible, believes in reincarnation. There's something wrong. She's certainly not reading John 9, when Jesus was asked, why did this man sin? Or his parents, that he should be born blind. And Jesus said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents that he should be born blind. You're not born blind because of some sin before your birth. That's what reincarnation believes in. In spite of John 9, in spite of Hebrews 9:27, in spite of Luke 16 says there's a great gulf fixed, and when you die, you go to either heaven or hell, and there's a great gulf fixed, and you can't move from one side to the other. In spite of that, 17% of people who attend church regularly believe in reincarnation. Something is drastically wrong. Another influence on our culture, occult philosophy. There is a revival of Satanism, demonism. Where was I recently? Athens, Tennessee. And the local police wanted to talk to me because they had a case of Satanism. down there in Athens, Tennessee, and didn't have anybody who was an expert in demonism to talk about. There are animal sacrifices going on. Farmers are missing their cattle and being sacrificed. There's human sacrifice going on. Dr. Policeman in Los Angeles recently said that the ceremonial and ritual ways in which the bodies were treated of many young people, a lot of the missing kids will never be found. Some of them their other parents stole, of course, but some of them have already been sacrificed in these cult groups. Occult philosophy is having a tremendous revival in our day. That's all part of the New Age movement. That's the dark side of the force. See, the light side of the force is Luke Skywalker, but they're both part of God. Both of them are part of the force. I was in Little Rock, Arkansas. We went to a little Bible conference there called Ozark Bible Conference. Some people from Fayetteville were there, and when I was talking about the New Age movement, they showed me the textbook I referred to earlier from the public school. A book just like this one, Futures Unlimited, Teaching About Worlds to Come. There was a chapter in the book they showed me on future energy sources. Luke Skywalker, Yoda, the Force, future energy source. They had pictures there of people, and there were some images on the pictures that were developing, you know, years after the pictures had come on. They say, now, are these the spirits of other people that were in the picture and are just later developing? All kinds of weird occult stuff right on that book. And probably 99% of the kids in that school were Christian. I mean, that was Bible Belt country. But you know what? Most parents do not read the textbooks of their children in school. I'd hate to take a survey now, and I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I know I didn't read all the textbooks of our children when they were in school. You just don't have time to do everything. I mean, you may as well homeschool them if you're going to have to do that, read all the textbooks and check everything. Secondly, a lot of this stuff isn't put in the textbook. It's put in extra notes that are given out to the students, and sometimes they're told, now, don't take this home to your parents. They wouldn't understand this. Influence is very subtle, and it's very widespread. It's not just a small thing. Another influence. A lot of workshops, you'll see things like this advertised in magazine, Women in Spirituality and Experiential Workshop, Opening Ourselves to the Earth, the Elements, and the Spiritual Guidance that Comes from Matriarchal Roots. What does that mean? They really are worshiping Mother Earth. It's a return to the ancient feminine goddesses and gods. Rather than worshiping Father God, they're worshiping Mother Earth. A lot of the impetus behind the women's liberation movement, a lot of the real strong feminists believe that femininity is to be equated with deity. Did you know that a Hindu guru, whatever they call him, Gurini or something, Hindu feminine, if you are initiated by Hindu Gurini, that's more holy than anything else, because femininity is worshipped in the same Hindu religion, get this, that says that you can't be saved as a woman. Yet it deifies femininity, and a woman can't be saved until she becomes a man. Just utter contradictions in terms. Here's another one I found recently in Dallas. Now, Dallas is part of the buckle of the Bible Belt. You are invited to a spiritual transformation experience every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Where? At the Alpha Biotic New Life Center. Study truth. Be enlivened. New Life Center Auditorium. Walnut Hill Village at Webb's Chapel. There's the telephone number. You can go anytime you'd like to be enlivened and study the truth. Here's one I also found in the paper recently, Christ Resurrection in You. There's a picture of Jesus with Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Don't miss this rare opportunity to hear the ascended masters speak through their messenger and to study their teachings on the path of personal Christhood at the inner workshops. After a while, those key words come through. I mean, you know, I don't even have to read anymore. I know exactly what it is. You got the inner and Christ masters and ascended masters. April 15th to 20th, you just missed it, sorry, in downtown Dallas Hilton. Well, there are just some, believe me, not all, but just some of the many influences. We could talk about Masters of the Universe and He-Man and the cartoons. We could talk about comic books. In fact, Doug's an expert on comic books. He used to have a comic book store just filled with occult stuff and magic. We could talk about education further in the public schools. There is not an area of our society that is not influenced by the summer camps. They even have their equivalent of Christian Businessmen's Organization, New Age Businessmen in the Bay Area in California. The whole yuppie generation is heavily into New Age thinking, and you can be sure that there will be a heavy influence on one of the strong, I won't name names, but whoever the yuppies support for president, you can be sure is going to be heavily influenced by the New Age, and that's all I'll say on that. But just watch who the yuppies are supporting for president next time around.